Ruby Payne's book, A Framework for Understanding Poverty, provides insights into the world of people without resources. Her definition of poverty goes beyond money. It refers to people without the emotional, spiritual, and relational resources in addition to finance that truly make someone poor. Her AHA Process organization provides training that Waco Superintendent Bonnie Kane used in her old district, Pearland. Now, leading a district with an 88% poverty rate, she says it's even more important that the framework of understanding be implemented to truly reach students.
Yes, actually, and even if it weren't 88% poverty, let's say they were 88% all from Italy. Mm-hmm. You know, well, you would want to make certain that the teachers knew a lot about Italy and about that culture, because it would make you a better teacher. And our issue is poverty. And so we need, the more we know about those children, that they don't necessarily come to school with the resources that other kids have. They may not have the financial, obviously, the financial resources. They may not even have those social resources. So we want to make certain they have the social skills. And if they don't have it, we teach them those. For 88% of the children in Waco ISD, we are the ticket out of poverty. We are the ticket out of that cycle of poverty. We're the ticket out of the cycle of abuse, because a lot of times abuse is in poverty because of the frustration and the anger and the feelings of helplessness. We are the ticket out of the maybe early unplanned pregnancies. So we are that ticket out for those kids. So that's why it's so important what we do, and that we understand them and build a relationship.
Can you give maybe a few examples of the kind of things that that the Ruby Payne trainers, and, you know, besides the broad theme of poverty, are there some kind of sub-themes that are important?
They will take those, the resources piece. You know, what do kids who from poverty come to school don't come to school with? And what are ways around that? For example, you don't want to lower the expectations for the whole school, and you don't want to lower the expectations for those students. And there's a real tendency to do that. You know, oh, they're from poverty, let's not expect some. The opposite is true. You need to expect more from them, because you are that ticket out, okay? A lot of times we point to the high schools and go, what's wrong with those people? All these kids are dropping out. Well, the truth is, in third grade, many of those kids start disengaging. Now, they may not physically drop out, but every teacher and every school person they interact with between third grade and when they actually do drop out are just as responsible. It's just so much easier to point to that high school and say, look at that high school's dropout rate. Mm-hmm. And if you'll come to one of our schools the first day for kindergarten, all the kids come with shiny faces, they're holding mm-hmm. hands, they're happy to be in school, they can't wait to be there. And then by December, we got a lot of unhappy kids and angry kids. What's the one thing that changed? Do you think those kids changed, or do you think we changed them? So we've got to stop doing that. We've got mm-hmm. to engage in those kids, and we've got to engage with those kids and get them to buy in that school is the best place to be.
So really, it's not oversimplification to say what this does is gives you ways to look at this huge issue, 88% poverty, and say we're going to look at the individual bites to yes. tackle it one bite at a time.
Yes, instead of saying, because you can look at the whole thing, and back to that community piece, mm-hmm. you can look at the whole community piece and say, how did we get here? Because remember the day, back in the day, Waco was the place, the shining mm-hmm. star. Okay, from there to here, okay, it doesn't matter what happened or if there's a bad guy in the story. The bottom line is, you're not ever staying the same. Waco will continue to have more unemployment and more poverty, or we can give a community the skills it needs to be the shining star again.
We'll hear from the training and teachers who attended next week on 103.3 FM. Prior stories on education in Waco in recent weeks can be found online at www.kwbu.org/news. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.